Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We are dealing with the 5th chapter of the book of Ephesians. Paul said has been telling them to stop the filthiness, foolish talking, coarse jesting, because they're not fitting. And he tells them that no fornicator, no unclean person, no covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. I want to deal with that today, but I have to deal with it in the context of the next verse. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. And grace people have struggled with scriptures like Ephesians 5, 6, because it very clearly says that the wrath of God is coming upon the children of disobedience who do all of the previously mentioned things. And I want to tell you why this is not a problem for a grace message that says God is not mad. For many years, I preached and believed in a slowly festering, angry God. I believed that God was getting slowly but surely ticked off at planet Earth, particularly at nations like the United States, who had been some form of light to a dark world, but were now slipping and sliding down the slope of sin and going to hell in a handbasket, so to speak. And I thought that God was, though he functioned in grace, was so slowly getting mad that one day he would snap and we would run out of grace. And that God would send Jesus to the earth to take the church out of the way so that he could pour out wrath on planet Earth through the devil. He would release the enemy, because he would pull out the Holy Ghost and he would release the enemy to do unspeakable acts on planet Earth. But this would really be the cup of God's judgment, all the while trying to woo Israel to come back to him. And he would anoint several hundred thousand Jewish evangelists to go all over the world, and they would reinstitute temple sacrifice, and the world would see an amazing revival. Half of the world would be revived. Half of the world would go follow a false Christ, the Antichrist. And this would culminate in a major world war in which Israel would have their backs against the wall, and then Jesus would come in and deliver Israel, and finally she would accept him as her Messiah. And then he would set himself up in the temple in Jerusalem and rule and reign from Jerusalem, bringing back with him another return. This time he brings us back with him, the church, and we get to rule and reign over all of the people who were so bad to us while we were on the earth. And we get to be the boss and rule and reign with Jesus for 1,000 years while the devil gets thrown into a pit. And then 1,000 years later, he gets released, and then there's the real war in which God finally just wipes everybody out that doesn't believe in him, and we live happily ever after. I think I just described probably half of the eschatological ideas, probably of half my audience. And I want to tell you, as you listen to that, you probably noticed there were a lot of problems with the message of grace and that eschatology. And by the message of grace, I mean that God is appeased, that he dealt with sin, and that he is not festering and stewing in anger. If you are at all interested in what this might mean for the message of grace and the message of the kingdom of God, come back tomorrow, and I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.